Hi. Just want to thank everyone for the opportunity to come out and speak. I agreed to do it reluctantly, but it's been fun to actually study along and try to figure out a good lesson to teach on. And I will be talking about putting God first tonight. You know, I think that that's something that we could all do a better job doing. It's something that you're never good enough at. It's not something that you ever master. We should constantly be working along doing that. To get started, I want to talk about why we should put God first, and simply we are commanded to. If you look at Matthew, the 22nd chapter, in verses 37 through 38, and it says, "And he said unto him, You shall love the Lord with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment." Next, in Matthew 6:33, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." And to me, these kind of show here that God in heaven should be our main priority. We need to keep our eyes on the prize here, and so often we get worried about the worldly things, and in the end, it doesn't even matter. Next, honestly, what else are we going to put first? Is it going to be work, our hobbies, football, something like that? This stuff's not important at all. And I know a lot of people say, well, I need to put my family first. Obviously, family's important. But I like to think that if you're really putting God first in the way that you should be, you're going to be taking care of your family even better than you would be otherwise. Next, talk about some of the benefits of putting God first. Obviously, number one would be getting to heaven. I feel like that's obvious, but first, he directs you. And in Proverbs 3:6, "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." And then Psalms 32:8, "I will instruct you and teach you and go in the way which you should go." And then this is mainly to me those moments in life where you're not really sure what's going on, what direction you should be going. Just sit back, study the Bible, see that God knows what he's doing and he's putting you in a way. And sometimes it doesn't make sense at first, but it always kind of works out afterwards. Next would be he provides for you. And the verse I picked for that was 2 Chronicles 16:9. "And then, for the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his." To me, that just really just says he has your back. He's not going to let anything happen to you, and if it does, it's all in his plan. We shouldn't really be questioning his plan. Next, he keeps you calm. I know, like, today, anxiety seems to be a hot topic, I mean, because it's a real thing. But if we just sit back, let God take over, realize that it's all in his plan, and casting all your anxiety on him because he cares for you, that's 1 Peter 5:7. So that right there tells you that we need to just trust in his plan. Next, he gives you the confidence to know that you're doing what's right. If you're doing what he says to do, then you can't really doubt it. And probably the most quotable scripture in there, Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." Next, I like to say that he offers stability, and this is something that I kind of formed up a little bit, but if you think of your life as a table, maybe the first leg would be your family, the next leg would be your friends, next maybe your self-confidence, and then the next would be your social value, like your work, what you do, like to give back to your community, that kind of stuff. Now, sometimes life happens and a leg gets kicked out. Whether that be maybe you lose a family member, your friend moves away, you lose your job, something like that. And when that happens, life seems to be a mess. You don't really know what to do. Your life literally gets flipped upside down. And if you really put all your faith in God and you're doing exactly what God says, think of it more as a pillar coming up through the center of that table, lifting it to where the legs aren't even touching the ground anymore, to where if a leg gets kicked out, you could still keep going about your day. And then next, I'd like to talk about, you know, how to put God first. We should be praying without ceasing. Obviously, 1 Thessalonians 5:17, that's something that I think goes without mentioning, and I was telling Amber before, there's one thing that I kind of like thinking about is just imagining that that voice in your head, your thoughts, it's just you having a constant conversation with God, because, I mean, he's listening to him anyway. So, especially like if you're feeling alone, I know that's a big thing. He's always there, and you can just talk to him right in your head. It's kind of cool. Next. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 there. Keep his book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. To me, this means if you study your Bible, there's a reason why we always feel more in touch with, there's a reason why we always feel more in touch with God on Sundays and Wednesdays, because we're there, we're actively participating in it. If we're doing this every day, all the time, then you're going to feel that connection more and more. Next would be, do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. I think we all know somebody where when you're around them, you seem to be getting corrupted. They try to pull you in the wrong way. And that's something that Grandma and I were actually talking about this earlier. Like, sometimes you just got to cut them out of your life. And that's something that's not easy to do, especially I know Griffin and I have talked about in college, Amber in college. Like, sometimes you just got to cut them out. But that's just another part of it. Next would be not giving up meeting together, as some of are in habit of doing, but encouraging one another and all, the more as you see the day approaching. That's from Hebrews 10:25. And to me, this kind of means, like, be here when you can. Come to all the church services. We're having a Bible study March 29th. Trust me, there's more than enough room, Adam. But, you know, it just, if you're able to be there, come. It always makes me feel better after I leave these things, because you just feel uplifted and you feel like God's with you then. And then I was joking around earlier. I said this is going to be between 5 minutes and 15 minutes. I think it's more on the 4 minute side of things, but that's okay. But, you know, I like to think of this verse a lot. In Romans 8:31, what then shall we say to these things? If God is with us, for who is against us? And I just wanted to mention, too, we were at Pine Street a couple weeks ago, and there's a visiting preacher there. And he asked a question that really kind of struck me, and he said, what do you spend more time doing? Do you spend more time watching TV or reading your Bible? Kind of hits home, I mean, for a lot of people here, especially because it's so easy just to sit back after work, you're tired, you don't want to read. There's audiobooks of the Bible. I mean, if you want someone to read it to you, you can do that too. But, you know, just keep these things in mind, just constantly working on putting God first in your life, because if you put him first, your life's just going to get better. That's how it gets. And then with that, I'm going to pass off to Dwight. Thanks.